Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by three individuals, and they are each representing Perry High School's IJAG program. That's Iowa Jobs for America's Graduates. And we have the IJAG Education Specialist, Tina Luderman, and then the co-presidents for the Perry IJAG, John Borjas and Marlene Grijalva. So Tina, John, and Marlene, thank you each for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
So first of all, what we have in here to talk about primarily today is the IJAG Cookie Walk. It's the sixth annual event. What can you tell me just about the basics for this event?
The cookies are either donated from staff members or from family members, or they are made by the students themselves. So we have a couple work nights where we meet at my house and bake cookies, and we go through the process of all those to get things ready for the cookie walk.
All right. So describe the process of the cookie walk when people go to this event.
So for the cookie walk, what you're supposed to do is you come in with whoever you want, families, friends, and you get a glove and a bakery box, and you go around the tables and you pick out stuffs you like any donuts or cookies or what we have there available for you, and you pick them out, and then we weigh them out, and it's $12 a pound this year, and then after you weigh, you'll pay the price and you'll take them home.
So you're not limited to just a pound, right? You can get as many pounds as you want.
I mean, if you want to have a fun Christmas Eve, then you do you and you get a bunch you want.
I like that. You do you and get as much as you want. All right. So all the proceeds from this go directly to IJAG, correct?
That is correct.
So what do you use the money for?
So IJAG is a lot of hands-on activities. So we do a lot of things that involve going out into the environment and really putting our skills to the test. So we would use this money to really make everyone's experience happen. So we do a lot of trips, we do a lot of field trips or just activities to make sure that our kids are learning while they're having fun.
Some of the funds are set aside for our classroom activities, and part of it goes back to the headquarters for the IJAG office in Des Moines to help them sponsor the statewide activities that the students get to participate in.
Right. So this is a statewide initiative, and Perry has their own chapter here. So take me a little bit through about what this program does, just on a broad sense.
IJAG used to be for dropouts. It used to help them get whatever they needed, like a GED or anything they need for schooling. But it's focused from dropouts to more of the graduates and trying to promote them to graduate. And IJAG has been doing just that by helping kids in school, lowering grades or family situations, to come in, talk to some of the instructors, and help them get their life back together and hopefully graduate. And that's what it's all been about this year for me, especially just having our instructor Tina Luderman and our other instructor Stacy Walton, and them both help us talk to the students and tell them what they need to get done, and helping us move forward with our lives and progressing with any opportunities like jobs or internships that we might be able to get.
All right, now I won't ask you to delve too far into your own personal life if you don't want to, but how do kids usually get involved with this program?
So usually we have a lot of students come in during our freshman year. So once you come in during your freshman year, you are expected to come in all through your high school experience. And anyone can try and aim to get this class as an elective. But the way it goes about it is they select students that they believe are really working towards a future, really working for something that they want to do with their life.
So IJAG tries to fill in the gap between high school and college and tries to make that a little more clear for students. And this year we're really working on the JAG Advantage, where we're trying to bring in even more guest speakers than usual and show a lot of different aspects to what is coming in the future, instead of just let's get through high school. That's kind of the finality, because it's really not. We want them to be more aware of what's coming after.
Now, Tina, how do you deal with the students and help them get on this path?
When I have a student in my room, my focus for them is that they come out of their shell a little bit. I want them to take risks, and I want them to feel comfortable enough to share a little bit about what they're going through in their life and to show some of their personality. So our class is very different from others at the school in that I want you to participate. I want you to talk. I want you to get involved with other people. I want you to try new things, and I want you to just be willing to step outside of what your comfort zone is.
For sure. And John and Marlene were nodding behind you as you were saying that. So I take it they agree with that.
Absolutely.
Now, you two were actually part of something, I believe, this summer with Principal. Take us through a little bit to do with that, because it sounded like a great opportunity.
Usually where this conversation goes is a lot of glorified words. So a lot of times when we talk about our experience, we use the words like amazing, absolutely incredible, life-changing, because it's true. And no matter how many times we talk about it, I don't think I could ever describe how I felt or how I left leaving that internship, leaving that experience, just because that experience was incredible. Like I said, it was absolutely amazing. Like I'm left like speechless. Going into that internship, I didn't know what we were getting ourselves into because we were the first people from Perry to do it. And so me and John, when we went in there, we had one goal, and that is to be remembered, and that is to leave a Perry legacy. And that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, our main goal was to go there and hopefully get recognized and put our name there, because we always wanted to bring our school with us, because if it wasn't for the help of Tina Luderman, our IJAC community in general, we wouldn't have been able to even attempt to go for the possibility of getting an internship. And while we were there, our main goal was making our names known, or making Perry known to be a good place where the students just come in and do what they have to do. Their work ethic is one that you hardly see. And that's exactly what we meant to do. We worked our butts off, for lack of a better word, and we pushed ourselves to the very limit, and just to make the IJAC community proud, get the IJAC name more incorporated with Principal, and really leave our mark there as a whole community.
All right, so good endorsements there for the IJAC program here at Perry. Now, one last question that I have for you guys is, why do you feel like this program is important in general? Why do you feel like it's good for the kids to be a part of, and then also good for the employers out there that are looking for quality employees?
So the IJAC program is definitely different from any other programs, just because it doesn't just focus on your current situation in high school. It focuses on your past self and who you want to be in your future, whether that's leaving high school with a college degree in mind or wanting to go into the work world. IJAC teaches you the steps to take to get to where you want to be, or helps you manage a stable like life, stable mentality, stable ideal living situation. And I believe that IJAC truly, truly cares about you as an individual, and it doesn't just think of you as any student that they're just trying to get by. They really, really care about you as a person, and they really care about where you want to be and how to get there.
All right. Well, anything else that any of you would like to mention to our listeners today?
We hope to see you all on Saturday morning from 9 to 11:30 at the Cookie Walk. And please come in with families and friends and have some festive joy.
All right. Well, thank you each for joining me today. I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Tina Luderman, John Borjas, and Marlene Grijalva. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.